The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Ferrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Ferrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Ferrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out. A bad seed, a broken day, a bad apple, a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad, not a bad day, bad law, bad new, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Ferrell Appalachia, right across the river through the woods from where Granny loves to tap a little Milky Way. And I'm not talking about constellations in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People trust the plastic bag and direct traffic, some kind of fashion shake, up should do it. All my friends come around, fight the flutter body up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, what about the top to tatter, my brain splattered all over my hand, should be shaking out. Woo woo, I think I might have caught something from Keith. Should do bad. Yeah. Woo woo. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Ferrell with Carver. This evening. And the Chiefs are in the red zone. Mahomes, 2nd and 8. From about the 17 of the Chargers. Oh, he's almost hizzied. He's almost hizzied. Boy, would that have been ugly. They're already down 14-10, Carver High. What happened here tonight? It was 10-0 Kansas City.
It was 10-0 Kansas City very early on. But the Chargers came storming back 14-10. The Chargers have also left a lot of points on the field tonight. They have been stopped 4th and goal twice, once on the first drive of the half, opening drive of the game, and then on the final drive of the half with less than 5 seconds left. So they've left a lot of points on the board. It could be worse than 14-10 right now for Kansas City.
They just butchered that 3rd and 8 as well. And they're going to have to kick a field goal because that was ugly. From the 17, the second down, he threw, almost got hizzied. And then on the 3rd down, he threw behind the receiver, incomplete. It's 4th and 8. There's no way they're going for it here, are they?
No way. No.
You got to kick the field goal.
They're going to, especially with the way Staley's just going for it left and right for the Chargers. Reed's going to take points when he can get them.
Here's Butker, a 33-yarder. This is an extra point. Boom. So it's 14-13. We got a game brewing here at SoFi in Lipstick City.
Raining in L.A. tonight. How about that?
Is Brady there?
No, it's raining in L.A. They forced all the Fox people inside. They had, like, you know, the halftime show. Usually they're outside. They showed a picture of pouring rain outside.
Yeah, they have been getting hammered with storms in the West Coast and in, you know, the upper Midwest has been getting hammered with tornadoes, and now it's moving east. When I get to Pittsburgh tomorrow, it's supposed to be nice, but By the time I go to that Penguin game, 100% pouring rain all night, Saturday, all day, rain, 100%. All day, Saturday. I mean, just like 4 inches of rain. So it is what it is. It's not going to stop me from eating it at Hyde Park. I'm going to yank that steak in like a blue marlin. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM 159, Mightier 1090 in San Diego. Near to you, wanna do you wanna? Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces, hoo-bah, so da hoo-bah. It's FOB. By the way, this is my final show for 21. The last show for me of this year. And the shows will go on coast to coast and for all on the bench throughout Christmas and New Year's. I'm done, though, tonight. It is what it is. I'm going to Blitzburg tomorrow. Going to go see the Sabres and Penguins play. And then I'm going to go to the Steelers and Titans at Heinz Field on Sunday at 1 o'clock. We got a tilt. But tonight, I don't know if you knew this or not, they had a Devils the Knights game, and the Knights beat their ass. But a fight broke out at the end of that game. I don't know if you knew that or not. 5-3 was the final Knights. That's irrelevant. Robert Leonard gets thrown out of the game. Absolute chaos breaks out at the close of the game. I got to see this. This fight that broke out. I got it here now. End of the game. Sticks up high. Scrums. Haymakers. We got a rabbit punch. Over the top. Haymaker, 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 haymaker. Everybody's involved now. Every player on the ice is involved. Haymaker, 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 haymaker. Headbutt. Eye gouge. Tooth grab. Haymaker, 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 rabbit punch, haymaker, haymaker. Now Robin Leonard getting into it. Robin Leonard starts a fight. Haymaker, 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 haymaker. Robin Leonard getting involved. His helmet's off. He's throwing punches, being held back. By the... Now there's multiple players going after Leonard. Haymaker, 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 haymaker. This is great. I love it. My buddy, who I'm going to the game with tomorrow in Pittsburgh, he was at that game tonight, seeing all that violence break out. It's Pharrell on the bench. All right, so, Carver, I think we underestimate Herbert, you know, when he's going up against Mahomes and the Chiefs and how hot they are. Meanwhile, the Chargers have been hot themselves, and this quarterback is no joke.
Yeah, I think there's times that you want to maybe change the narrative on the Chargers a little bit and think maybe they're not the same old Chargers. You know, things just always seem to go wrong for them. There's no denying how good the dude is. I mean, they had it up there before. He was the first guy ever with 30 touchdowns in his first two seasons. So, I mean, he could play. There's no joke. But there's always a little bit of a little bad juju with the Chargers. And things just always seem to never go their way in a big spot.
Is he not just moving down the field right now on the Chiefs again?
I mean, he's moving down the field again. This time he's got to put it away. You don't want to leave it, you know. Been leaving it to fourth down. You've been putting some tough decisions in the coach's hands, and he's made a couple wrong ones so far tonight. So
he just missed on that second down, throwing it to Williams, threw it, hit Ward in the back. So this is a big third and eight at the Chiefs 35. He's 4 of 5 on third downs. He gets rid of it, but it's short, 2 yards short. Is he going to go for it again, this guy, Staley?
This guy's pretty crazy.
Keep going for it?
Yeah, I think he is. Just keep going. One for three tonight on fourth down. Fourth time tonight, he's going for it. He's 1 for 3.
I mean, if you miss this one, you're 1-for-4. I think you got to cool your jets. Because one of these times they're going to get the ball and stick it down your throat.
Charts and graphs say to go for it.
Oh, the Charts and Graphs Club?
Yeah, that's what it's all about now. Charts and graphs.
There it is. Fail. Incomplete. No flag. Cook dropped it. Good D. Chiefs ball. He's 1-for-4 on fourth downs. He should reconsider his theory tonight and his analytics office.
Now, let's just say you want to play, obviously, devil's advocate. You don't know if the guy makes all the field goals. You don't know what. But, I mean, that's, you know, it's 9 points. 9 points you left out there.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Maybe, I mean, 9 points. I mean,
three field goals. I mean,
they should have been, if they scored, you're looking at 14 points.
Right. But, I mean, when you get to that fourth down decision, you know, you could have put 3 points on the board each of those times.
Right.
So if you could put the field goal up each time you've been stopped. Now, I like some of the aggressiveness with these coaches nowadays. I like the going for it in a lot of spots, but we might be going, he might be, you know, hitting the throttle a little too hard here because he's missed a couple and he's just, I'm going to get one eventually. You know, he's just laying the hammer down right now.
Look at the Knicks putting it on the Rockets tonight. 102-87 with 5 left. Giving them a beating in Houston. It's the first time the Knicks have looked good in a month. They've been awful, dude. I got to tell you, tonight, as I think I told you before the show, I was watching your boy, Slim Reaper. I just can't get enough of this dude. I mean, to tell you, watching that guy ball every night, I mean, it is just the deal. And KD did it again tonight, 34-11-8, as the Nets with their 4 rookies. And now they had Langston Galloway. He didn't do jack. They had signed him to a 10-day. He had 1-3. That was it. It didn't matter because they spread it around again. But the Slim Reaper had the big night and the big fourth quarter. 2-of-3 from 3, 13-of-24 from the floor. Played almost 40 minutes. 39. Griffin had 17. Claxton had 17. How about Griffin? 17-9 boards to go with it. Patty Cakes had 14 and 5 boards 3 times. David Duke, 6. Edwards had 9. Rookie. Duke, rookie. Sharp, rookie, had 3 and 5 boards. Galloway, 3. And Thomas, rookie, 11, 4 and 4, including 2-for-2 from 3. And they beat the Sixers, the lackluster Sixers, 114-105, even though Embiid had 32 and your boy Curry had 29, including 3 threes. Ooh. Seth Curry, the redheaded stepchild of the family. Honestly, like, do you think they love him?
I think they do. Yes,
lost dog.
Love all your children, of course.
No, you don't.
We got a
not
ball out here.
Not
ball
one
out.
One special.
Calling them down. Calling them down.
What happened? Like, is there something in the football game that's important?
Kelce fumbled, but they're gonna call him down. Chargers had recovered it, but it looks like his butt hit the ground before the ball came out.
So anyway, when one guy is this record-breaking greatest shooter of all time and the three-point king of all time and a three-time champion, do you meanwhile the brother can just shoot flat out. Seth Curry can play ball. He can flat out score. But it is amazing to me how he gets no love. I mean, you wouldn't even think he was in the NBA, would you? Like, when do you hear anyone ever, unless you're watching a Sixer game, unless you're on the Sixers watching a game, when do you ever hear about Seth Curry? I mean, honestly. You know, besides never.
Never.
I mean, I know you don't hear about him.
Look, I mean, it's not easy, but I know one thing that he's got going for him. That check cashes every week.
He's definitely got check. The money.
I mean, he's got that money. Check. So, you know, yeah, he's not his brother in terms of accolades or records or rings or anything like that. But I know that check clears every week.
He's in the league.
He's in the league and he gets a check.
And he plays a lot. And he matters.
Yeah.
And he scores.
He does matter. He does matter. But I will say this, and I said this to you Tuesday night with the Raptors. That's an awful job by the Sixers tonight. I mean, to lose that game. And I get it. Durant's the best player on the floor. How are these teams losing to the Nets? The Nets have nobody playing except Durant.
How do you
lose? He's beating them by himself.
Listen, like, Embiid, Milton, Curry, Green, and Harris, Drummond, Thibault.
Oh,
and you still lose.
That's just.
Dude, listen to this. Durant, Griffin. Griffin is shot.
Who? Oh, Blake.
Blake Griffin is shot. So, Kevin Durant, Blake Griffin, Nick Claxton, Patty Mills, David Duke, this guy, Kessler Edwards from
Who?
Pepperdine.
Come on.
And then Dayron Sharp from North Carolina, who he didn't even play at North Carolina.
How many minutes did Durant play?
39.
He's going to be.
And you know what he said afterwards? He's just like, all I do is ball. That's all I want to do is ball. And I've been doing it my whole life. He said, I'm glad I can play because I'm healthy. And I'll ball all night, every night. Put me on the floor. We win. You lose. This is my house. That's what he said tonight. He went, my house. Not coming in here and doing anything when I'm around and I'm playing. How about that bomb that Tyreek Hill caught down the left sideline on 3rd and 10? I mean... And he got totally interfered with, pass interference and the catch, falling back for that ball or reaching back for it. That was crazy.
Tremendous catch from Hill. Chiefs open it up a little bit here. Now here they are inside the 20 as Staley continues to have a real bad night, Scotty. During, I was telling you before there was a fumble. You know, a perceived fumble from Kelsey, but he was clearly down. His butt hit the ground. Staley challenged it. I mean, I don't know who told him to challenge the play. There was no chance it was going to get overturned. So Staley has now gone for it 3 times on 4th and missed. He's wasted a challenge and a timeout in the second half on a play he had no business challenging. And now the Chiefs are knocking on the door of taking back the lead in this game.
Now he's done with a timeout and the challenge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's a touchdown, or at least down to the 1-yard line for Kelsey. They're in business. But I'm telling you, this game's far from over. You know what's going to happen. Herbert's going to get his hands on that ball again several times in this game.
Yeah.
This game's going back and forth. But right now, how do you feel about that total?
It's going to be a sweat all the way to the end.
A sweat?
It's going to be a major sweat. I mean, they're at 27 right now. The Chiefs are about to punch one in. You know, Staley's definitely helped the total tonight by not putting field goals on the board. But this total's going to go all the way to the end. Let me see what it is live right now.
It's going to be 3rd and 1. They didn't get it there. It never ceases to amaze me how these teams go right up the middle all the time in the NFL. I mean, the Steelers, they hand off to Najee Harris 95% of the time straight up the middle. I mean,
live total,
unbelievable to me how they don't sweep at all.
No, they love pounding it right there. So now they get a big 3rd and 1. They can pick up a first without a touchdown.
You don't think that the odds are better if you pitch that ball back and the guy runs left or right Now they got a first down. I mean, that's close. Real close. It looks like he's right on that first down.
That's going to
And they're going to mark him short again, and that's a bad spot. That's a bad spot.
These refs are absolute pigs.
That is a horrible spot. You can't tell me he didn't get that first down. Oh, my God. That spot is just
so now Reed will take his crack on fourth and one.
They're going to go for it. Meanwhile, they haven't gotten a half a yard. They haven't been able to get a half a yard in two plays.
Oh.
I mean, he might as well throw it. He's wide open. Oh, he threw it into the ground. What was that? What was that pass?
I don't know.
That was the worst pass I've ever seen.
Hardman was open, too. He just shorted it.
What was that? That was disastrous. That was unbelievable. They paid this guy $500 million. That was embarrassing. What was that pass? That was the worst pass I've ever seen. Well, that may have been worse than... You know, my favorite worst pass ever was Michigan, Ohio State a couple years ago in Columbus when the guy threw the ball. Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
In his own end zone, he threw the ball out there to the other team, like threw it right to him. I'm like, that's the worst pass I've ever seen. And this might have been as bad as that. I don't know. Honestly.
That was, I'm trying to get you that one. Who was that quarterback that day?
That quarterback was so bad. I said he was the worst quarterback I've ever seen in my life.
Wasn't it O'Corn? Wasn't it O'Corn?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'll never forget that pass. That was as bad as Jari giving the puck to Bailey in overtime. That was the worst play I've ever seen by a goalie in my life. That's why I have a hard time rooting for that guy or believing in him. I've never seen a goalie do that in my life and then, like, turn around and root, like, you know, like, root for him. You know what I mean? Like, I just can't trust him. I wouldn't trust him with my daughter. You know what I mean? Like...
I'll say this, and it's not, you're not going to care about it until you get to the playoffs and he redeems himself, but he's played well this year.
He has played great.
He's played well. So I know you want to, he needs to do it in the playoffs to redeem himself, but regular season, he's played well here.
There's no doubt. He's played well. They've played well. Even DeSmith's played well. And I got to tell you, I can't even believe I'm going tomorrow. I gotta be honest with you.
Hockey night in Pittsburgh.
Like, how about this? They would have been at the Rock this weekend. I think they're playing Saturday at the Rock. Or Sunday.
Right. One of those 2 days. Yeah, they're at.
I think it's Sunday. Let's look it up. I got it right here. Okay, so Sunday. I'm sure it's Sunday. It is. Sunday at 7 o'clock, they're playing at the Rock. I would have gone to that game either way. I always go to the Penguin Devil game at the Rock usually every year, right? My boy gives me really good seats at the Devils every year. It's like an annual tradition. So one of my best friends is he runs the Devils press box, right? For like 35 years. And he always gets me set up when the Penguins are in town. If it's a weekend, because I never get to go.
I met him the one time.
You met Rich.
Yeah.
During the weekdays ever, unless I'm on vacation or something. And if I am, I go. I like going to the Rock and seeing games.
It's a nice arena.
I don't.
I mean, I wouldn't walk around.
Don't you?
I wouldn't walk around beyond like a block and a half radius of it, but it's a real nice arena.
Yeah, it's not exactly in the nicest neighborhood, but, I think the area right there is fine. But if you go a couple blocks.
Stay within a block or two. Two blocks, they've got plenty of stuff there. They've built some great restaurants and shops and stuff, but I mean, you go beyond that block and a half, two blocks. I mean, you're playing with fire. That's just, I mean, you're playing with fire outside that block and a half.
You are playing with fire is the perfect way to describe that. You are rolling the dice. Or, you know, you could obtain anything you need.
Well, that too.
I mean, yeah. It's like a flea market.
It's
what do you need?
Anything.
You can get whatever you need there. And then some. I mean, you can literally, let's just get down to business. You can see people there literally 3-4 blocks from that arena selling heroin, crack, guns. I mean, people just doing horrible things. People, I mean, just the worst thing. Crime, people getting shot dead. People getting stabbed. People having sex. People going to the bathroom. I mean, it is bad. I mean, it is hell on earth. It really is. And you'd be like, have you ever seen anything like it? Like when they show like the mayor of that town and like the, you know, things they got going on in that city during the day or whatever. Have you ever seen anything like it?
Yeah, they try to sell you that it's something different than it actually is.
I mean, it is the
great town.
I mean, it is awful.
Great town. You know, any town USA.
But what's crazy about it is that the business that they have going on there, like the Performing Arts Center is huge.
Yeah.
The airport is huge. I mean, it's one of the biggest airports in the world.
Yeah.
That airport is rocking every single day of the year. You can't even find a parking spot. That place is insane. I'm going there tomorrow. It's insanity. I mean, I have like clear. You know what that is. I get to go right through the line. It's the greatest thing ever. It's better than sex. That thing is the greatest thing ever. Honestly, the TSA's pre-check, that's all great too. Clear is just fantastic. But the difference is, I don't know if you knew this or not, they actually have clear at stadiums and arenas.
Really?
Like at the Garden. Have you ever seen that? Like at stadiums, they have clear. You don't even have to wait in line for anything.
I have like, not.
They have it at arenas, like going in arenas and going in stadiums and in concessions. Like they got a line for clear and you're like, boom. You don't wait ever. Listen, I'm at NFL stadiums all the time. And I am just like in Pittsburgh. They don't have it. In Pittsburgh, if you go out to get a drink or something, you will not come back for 45 minutes. I mean, it is awful. It's awful. I mean, it is just not even worth it. So what I do is I show up at the game. I get a water, right? Because I don't booze. So I get a water and I just, that's it. I sip the water the whole game. I don't leave my seat. Leaving your seat is asking for trouble because people don't like people that get up and move around, you know, the ones that go in and out all the time. Is there anything worse when you're sitting in the row and some guy keeps getting up and going out and coming back? Like, I'll eventually be like, bro, make up your mind. In or out. Get your ass beat. Anyway, they went for it on 4th-and-1 inside the 10, and they finally got it, Carver High. I mean,
yeah,
I got to tell you, I think Kansas City's going to really have to pull this one out of their tuchus tonight because I actually think they're getting beat. I think they're getting outplayed tonight. Don't you think they're getting outplayed?
I think the Chargers have absolutely been the better team, and the score should look a lot different if they just converted some fourths and put some more points on the board instead of, you know, even if they kicked a couple more field goals, they could have a chance to go up two scores right here.
They'd be kicking their ass. So let's go back to, and I think they're going to score here and then put this game in major danger for the Chiefs. They're going to say short of the goal line, but they're at the 1-foot line. I know that much. Second and goal from the 1-foot line. Do you think I'm wrong when I talk about being at like a stadium in a big time NFL stadium? And is there anything worse than the guy or the chick that just keeps going in and out to the bathroom or to the concession stand, or because like at Heinz Field, they don't have vendors. There aren't people walking around with beer or anything. You have to go get it. You have to go get it. And
I guess a lot
they
of
got
places
more beer there than
that.
You can.
A lot of places.
I mean, they got more beer than you can shake a stick at that place. I mean, they got like beer and water. Like they don't have any. They have soda and stuff like that. But the bottom line is that you have to go get it. You have to go up and stand in line and get
right. And, they don't really do since COVID. They don't really let the people walk around with like food and drinks and, you know, breathe on them and then pass them out in the crowd. I guess they stopped doing that.
I guess because it's not happening when I go to games. And so the people that drink a lot, they get up and they leave and go get it and come back. Right. And you're constantly, you know, every time they do it, there's a fumble. That's a fumble.
Look
and the
out.
Chiefs
ball,
have it.
Ball,
I know. I think
ball.
They dropped it. I think they dropped it again. And the Chargers may have got the ball back. The Chiefs had the ball and then fumbled it again. Did you see that?
Yep. They're sifting through the pile here.
Bro, do you remember the other day when I said there was like a bug in the studio? The
Chief ball.
In the studio. Chief's ball.
Chief ball. Wow.
Wow. Wow. That's huge.
Oh,
do you remember
what
the other
a loser.
Day when I told you there was a, do you remember the other day I told you there was a bug in the studio?
Yes. Yes. Since you got the
thing's
plant.
Still alive. It's still in here. I mean, it's been like 3 days. This thing just flew by my face and gave me the business. It like it did like a full 360 like Blue Angel around my nose. It like did a full like Blue Angels flyby like a air show. It came right by my face and then flew back again and came up my nose and did a number and then did a 360 and then flew off like a fly that drives you nuts in the summer. This thing's in here right now, and I mean to tell you, dude, I am gonna kill you. As sure as I'm sitting here, if it's the last thing I do, I'm going to kill you. Ever since this guy made me put plants in the studio, he's like, you know what you need in there? You need a plant. So the guy sends me a plant, and then they call me up and say, don't forget to water the plant. I'm like, it's real? The plant's real? And the guy goes, yeah, you got to water it. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I got to water some plant? Next thing I know, I got like, you know, what do they call them? Like the ones that, like, I don't even know. The ones that, like, fly around the corn and everything in the summer. Like, they're like.
Gnats?
Gnats. I got a gnat in here. I just saw him. He just did a Blue Angel on me. I mean, to tell you. No, but is there anything worse? Then the guy that gets up and keeps getting up and going out. And because, you know, when they get up, everybody has to stand up. You don't just go cruising by people's knees in these stadiums. They're all packed in, 70,000 people. Your knees are right at the seat in front of you. And when someone gets up, you have to stand up. There's none of these people like think they can just sit there and not move. It doesn't work that way. Every person has to stand up and move back and yes. Let the person go through. And I mean to tell you, the people that do that like 3-4 times a game, I want to kill them. I mean, I'm just like, after about the third trip, I'm like, listen, Jones, you got to figure this out, man, or go the other way. I'm not going to keep standing up for you.
So
honestly,
you right in the,
you're
right in the middle
smack
of the row?
You.
You're right in the middle
like,
of the row?
Dude, you know I have a short fuse. So after like two, I'm like, what is going on here? Like, I'll say it too. I'll be like sitting there and then I go, I'll stand up and I'll go, oh, God damn it. Oh, and then I go, I'm like, oh, man, this is like a couple times now, bro. And then the third time I go, Jesus Christ, here we go again with this guy. And then on the fourth one, I'm like, hey, why don't you go the other way, Slim?
Well, some people can't help it if they got, you know, like kids at the game with them or something like that, because the kids constantly got to get up. Like, they can't sit and watch the game.
I don't
they
care.
They just can't.
Unacceptable.
They can't sit.
Take your kid and take your kid and go home. Take your kid and go home. Like you do. You took your kid to the Islander game.
Yeah.
Kid's crazy. And Carver High says, pack it in. Let's go. We're out of here. Because you know that the people around you, even though they're all big Carver High, you know, ILC podcast fans, they're like, you know, we like him as long as he ain't got the kids with him. Because, like, you and I all know, we all know the kids are painful. I love my kids too, but they're painful.
Very tough.
Can't take your kids anywhere because they can't sit still and they can't enjoy it. Can't take them to sporting events. They don't last.
No.
Now tonight, how about this one?
They got to be older. They got to be older.
How about this one? Tonight, Gunner, my high school junior, tonight was the release of Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
In theaters only. And he is the biggest Spider-Man fanatic you've ever met in your life. Kid loves Spider-Man. Seen every one of them, right? And loves it. Tonight, I'm sitting in the kitchen cooking. Remember I told you I was having the meatball casserole?
Yeah.
I'm down there cooking the meatball casserole with garlic wine sauce. I had it all going. And then all of a sudden, here comes Gunner in the kitchen. Full Spider-Man outfit.
Wow.
My guy was dressed completely in a spandex Spider-Man outfit. And he had it all on, the mask, the whole body, his package sticking out, the whole deal. And then he walked out the door and went to the movie theater just like that.
Well, some people get into it. They get into it.
I mean, I was like, what is happening here? I go, you got some serious stones, bro, going out in public looking like that. I got to give you credit. You got some onions. Oh, he throws the pick at the 3-yard line.
God.
Boy, Mahomes is imploding. Same guy that almost picked it off before, finally picked him off. Your boy, Patrick Mahomes, the billion-dollar boy, getting schooled tonight. That was awful.
He's having a bad
flat
night.
Flat out awful. You deserve to lose the game.
Wow.
That's the guy that almost had the hizzy pick. Now he got him. Picked his pocket.
He got that one.
I mean, how awful is this guy Mahomes tonight? Honestly. And he's been throwing a lot of picks lately. Meanwhile, they win every game they play. But they haven't been winning because of him. They've been winning because of the defense.
Now, can they actually score a touchdown here? I mean, they've tried a billion fourth downs. They won't kick. They refuse to kick a field goal. Can they actually punch one in?
I mean, they have to score here. There's no way they're screwing this up. Eckler's in.
Boom.
I mean, that is embarrassing, that Mahomes pick. I got to tell you, that is flat out embarrassing. And I got to tell you, I don't care what you say, $500 million, you can't – I mean, you just can't make plays like that. He's the highest-paid quarterback in the NFL. And he – I mean, that was embarrassing. What was that? That was just a terrible – and the pass on the fourth down into the ground was even worse. That was even worse. You can't even deny it, Carver High.
Awful. He's had some bad other than the throw to Hill on that deep play where the flag was thrown. He hasn't been very sharp tonight.
He hasn't done anything tonight. I mean, to tell you. Anyway, David Benavidez faced David Lemieux in the spring of 22 at 168. There you go.
Benavidez, there you go.
That's a good fight. So, yeah, I think he looks awful. So I told my son, I think it takes serious stones I'm proud of him. I'm like, you got some stones to walk out of the house wearing that in public at a packed. I mean, this place he's going to is the most crowded, packed, like mega mall you've ever seen in your life in New York City. It's like gigantic. I mean, this place is, I mean, it's swarming with people, millions of people. And he's walking around that mall dressed as Spider-Man. I mean, can you even do that publicly?
He won't be the only one.
You're probably right. There'll probably be other ones, right?
They get into it. I mean, they get serious.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Theaters
just
all
like
over the
Star
country
Wars
tonight.
People.
Yeah, same deal. Theaters all over the country tonight. There's people doing the same thing Gunner's doing in every theater across the country.
Rocking the full tights.
The full go.
Oh my god. Did you ever do anything like that in your life? No. I never did anything like that.
No.
You know, never. I was such a sports fan that I thought, like, I thought Star Wars was G. I did. I was like, this
I like
is
Star Wars.
Sugar.
As a kid.
Can't have any of this candy. This is sugar. I go, I mean, I'm hardcore. I told you, I can't even watch golf. I was just like, and I like golf. Don't get me wrong. I like golfing. I like golf. I just can't like sit around watching it all the time. It's just lame. And I'm like a hardcore, like real hardcore sportsman. So like for me, like Star Wars and all that stuff, I'm like, whatever, man. I don't have any time for this. I never got into it ever. I never watched. I watched like two of them and I was like, this sucks. I go, this sucks. I'm bored to death. I'm in here. Does anybody got a bowl to smoke? I got to go. Can I use your car? I'll come back and get you in 2 hours. I can't sit through this. Princess Leia. I just can't have it. Can't do it. Then he got me going on all the Marvel stuff. So he's like, watch this, watch that. I watched all of them. I watched The Flash for like 50 episodes, and then I gave up on that finally.
I've never seen any of them.
I watched every movie. I watched all of them, whatever you call them, the Marvel ones with Captain America and all this other stuff.
I couldn't even start now if I wanted to. There's like 50 movies. Like they feel like they make one every other week. There's no way I
watched
I could
them
even
all.
Catch
he
up.
Got me to watch. He got me watching all of them, and they are crazy and violent. I won't deny. I watched all those Iron Man, all of them. I watched all of them, and I just have never been into it. But he's got me, you know, going on this stuff. So I've watched them now as I'm, you know, 56. I've been watching them the last few years, like the last 3 or 4 years. I watched almost every episode. I watched everything. I forget the names of all of them, like Arrow and all this other stuff. I watched all of them. I still like just watching sports, though, hardcore sports. It's for all on the bench. Two-point conversion. Why did they move him all the way to the right hash mark, Carver High?
I think the team can ask for the ball to be put at either one. So the Chiefs probably wanted it on the right one.
There's the two-point conversion. He's wide open. What are you doing, bro? Honestly. Oh, they got it anyway to Hilaire. There you go. That was beautiful. Never mind. 17 was wide open, though. You got to admit, right after the snap, he was wide open in the end zone.
He was.
Tie game. I got to tell you, I think he's looked terrible tonight so far.
But he's still got a chance to win the game.
Roughing the passer, defense, and forced on the kickoff.
He's been awful, but he's still got a chance to win.
Still got a chance to win. You're right. You'd admit that he's been awful, right?
He has not been sharp tonight. No.
I mean, he has thrown so many passes into the ground. It's not even funny. He's thrown picks. He's thrown passes that should have been picked hizzied. Like, I mean, at the beginning of that two-point conversion, his 17 was wide open in the corner. I mean, wide open. And he blew him off and then threw to Hilaire. I'll give him credit. The patience he showed on that two-point conversion was unbelievable. Because, you know, you're rattled, you're nervous, you're under pressure. And I thought on the pass to Hill, the touchdown pass, he threw that ball 100 miles an hour, you know, 5 yards out at that guy, Hill, into his face. And I thought, I'm surprised he caught it. He threw it so hard. But Bosa's the one that's guilty of the late hit on Mahomes, the roughing the passer. So nice job by Bosa. They're kicking off at midfield.